us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. And whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're a longtime listener, we are thrilled to have you join us. We are continuing in our series of the ingredients of effective prayer. Today we're going to look at praying with faith. And our scriptural inspiration will be 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. And I'll read it to you from the New International Version. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Effective prayer is rooted in faith in God's character, his goodness, sovereignty, faithfulness, and his promises revealed in Scripture. Faith trusts that God hears our prayers and is both willing and able to respond in accordance with his will. This trust is not blind optimism, but is grounded in the relationship with God and an understanding of his nature as revealed through his word and actions throughout history. Jesus emphasized the necessity of faith for receiving answers to prayer. In Mark 11, verse 24, he states, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Faith, in this context, involves a confident expectation that God will act even before seeing the outcome. It is the anticipatory trust that aligns our prayers with God's ability to fulfill them, opening the way for his power to work in our lives. Faith in prayer also means seeking alignment with God's will. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," which is found in Matthew 6 and 10. Faith submits to God's overarching purpose, trusting that his plan are for our ultimate good and his glory, even when those plans are not fully understood. Praying with faith involves a surrender of our desire to God's will, believing that he knows what is best. James 1, verses 6 through 7 teaches that one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind, and that such a person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Faith is essential for overcoming doubts, fears, and uncertainties that can hinder our prayers. It is the firm assurance in God's power and willingness to act on our behalf that dispels hesitation and fosters a confident approach to God in prayer. Prayer, at its core, is an expression of our relationship with God. Faith is what nurtures and sustains that relationship, enabling us to approach God with openness and honesty. Through faith, prayer becomes more than a list of requests. It evolves into a dialogue with God where we not only speak, but also listen, ready to receive his guidance, comfort, and correction. Brothers and sisters, once again, I thank you for joining us on today, and I look forward to our conversation on tomorrow. Till then, God bless.
I've wandered far This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.